C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est, I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking to you about Dark Detectives. Dark Detectives is an anthology of supernatural mysteries edited by Stephen Jones, published by Titan Books in 2016. And the name really says it all. Today, it's a collection of short stories featuring supernatural investigators. Now, this anthology includes 18 stories, and with all collections, some stories are better than others. But for me, what made this collection more interesting, before I start talking about the stories themselves, was the introduction section, which outlines the history of the supernatural detective, from Edgar Allan Poe to today's sleuths battling the weird and the wonderful. This piece, which was written by Stephen Jones, who is the editor of the collection, was really interesting and insightful, and I learned a lot. And this sense of context and history continues throughout the book, with each story opening with a short introduction about the main character, the detective, with a little background on the evolution of the character throughout the writer's career and sometimes beyond. Now, these stories are sewn together with 7 stories written by Kim Newman, collectively known as the Seven Stars Saga, which is inspired by one of Bram Stoker's lesser-known works. This story, like a serial, is broken up throughout the collection, and the detectives change over time, and the locations change, but they are all still seeking the Seven Stars Diamond with its special powers. Now, ordinarily, I'm a massive Kim Newman fan, but I was already familiar with many of these characters, so what I enjoyed most about this book, this collection, was the history lesson, as well as being introduced to a bunch of writers who I was unfamiliar with, and whose work I can now go on and explore. Now, I'm going to talk about 3 of my favourite of the stories, but I have to admit up front, I do have a personal preference for the older style British detective story, you know, with the crumbling manor houses and the eccentric gentry, and I'm not such a big fan of the Raymond Chandler style gumshoe detective. But if you prefer that style, there are plenty of stories here for you as well. So which ones did I especially like? Firstly, Our Lady of Death by Peter Tremaine features Sister Fidelma. Sister Fidelma is a 7th century Irish nun and advocate for the courts. During a trip across the mountains, she is caught in a snowstorm and forced to stop at a local inn. But contrary to the local laws, where the innkeeper must keep his inn open to all comers in bad weather, the inn is closed. Fidelma manages to get them to open up and finds that they're closed because they're scared of a local spirit. And Fidelma sets to investigating the truth behind the local superstition. Now, Fidelma is a feisty and educated woman, and I thoroughly enjoyed reading her, and I'm keen to read more of her stories. Secondly, The Adventure of the Crawling Horror by Basil Copper was another favourite, but very much in a Sherlock Holmes tradition of investigating a ghoul haunting a Kentish bog and a miserly man. In fact, the main character, Solar Pons, is basically a fan fiction of Sherlock Holmes, which I learnt from the introduction. The third story I really enjoyed was Vultures Gather by Brian Mooney, with the academic detective Reuben Calloway and his assistant, the father Roderick O'Shea. This features a prophecy of death, a locked room mystery, a manor house, and an eccentric lord back from his adventures in the colonies, and a very strange supernatural ending. Now, these are three of the stories I particularly enjoyed, and I haven't even mentioned some of the more famous contemporary writers in the collection, such as Clive Barker and Neil Gaiman. So if you enjoy sleuths from medieval times to futuristic settings, the history of detectives, ghosts, mummies, psychics, and being introduced to a group of new writers, I highly recommend Dark Detectives. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night, Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.